Hi, this is Allison again reporting from the field in Northwest Greenland. Today is Thursday, the 23rd of July. You may have noticed that this update is a couple of days late, but don't worry, it's not for any bad reason. We've just been extremely busy in the past week. We have entirely completed excavating two houses and decided to begin excavating a fourth house since we are ahead of schedule. We continue to find really exciting artifacts. In one of the first houses that we opened at the start of the season, we are still working on digging the entrance tunnel, which has turned out to be significantly deeper than the rest of the house and teeming with artifacts, as is the case for many Thule period houses. In it, we have uncovered many scraps of stitched clothing made from muskox, polar bear, and bird, probably an eider duck. Among the pieces, we found what appears to be the sole of a kamik, or boot, and what was really neat was that we could still see the imprint of a foot on the inside. We also found part of a bow drill, which would have been used to drill holes as well as create fire. Additionally, we found a pendant made from a polar bear canine. In the new house we opened, we have found an iron harpoon end blade. But we can't yet tell if it's made from meteoric iron, which was the only iron available in Greenland prior to outside contact, or manufactured iron. We've also found several jeweled animal teeth, which probably would have been part of a piece of jewelry. Working in the high Arctic environment, and especially doing archaeology here, has both many benefits as well as many challenges. The isolation of the field camp is extreme, and although we have everything we need to live out here and satellite phones to connect us to the outside world, it is still a challenging lifestyle at times, not to mention the effort and cost that it takes to get teams of researchers like ours to places like this. Another potential threat up here are bigger animals, namely polar bear, which is why we have guns with us at all times. However, in the specific area of Greenland we are in, polar bears are rare in the summer and also tend to stay out on the ocean ice, whereas we are more inland, so our danger is extremely low. A threat we do deal with every day is weather. Luckily, we've been very fortunate and it's been warm and sunny with nearly cloudless skies and around 55 degrees Fahrenheit for almost all of our time here. Still, you can imagine how difficult it would be to work in very cold temperatures or in bad weather, not to mention how miserable it would be living in camp. The 24 hours of sunlight is another environmental condition that we have to get used to, and although it makes it a bit more difficult to sleep, it is helpful to not ever have to worry about flashlights in camp and to have the possibility to work at night if we want to. In terms of the conditions of the houses we are digging, one of the environmental factors is the frozen ground. A benefit of this is the amazing preservation of artifacts that can result, sometimes so good that 100-year-old bones look like they were fresh just yesterday, and unfortunately smell like it too. However, the ice can make digging quite slow, and once it melts, makes for wet and muddy excavation. Well, that's about it for tonight. We have less than 2 weeks left in the field now, so stay tuned as I update closer to the end of the season. Thanks again for listening, and goodbye.